The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Monday. Yes! Here at Free Fire Radio at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 13th of April, 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you at the top of the hour by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Have we survived another weekend?
I believe so.
Bullets flying.
Yeah.
You guys mass are... attacks coming at us.
Yeah.
Jeez, it was touch and go there. Touch and go there for
lots of
a few minutes.
Wind and rain too.
Oh, that too. So, good morning, Alex.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, survived the weekend. Yeah, and I'm back.
You kind of had a weekend with friends, right?
Yeah, we went up to Cedarville in our annual squeak shooting event. We've been doing it, gosh, now 15 years.
Oh, wow.
15 or 16 years. And we have watched, you know, first of all, I was amazed at how much older those other people
are. Oh, yeah.
For
yeah.
one thing. The Verhoeves are good friends of ours. They have two children, Luke and Natalie. Now, when we first started shooting, they were 15, and it was 15 years ago. Think about that.
Wow.
And, 15 or 16 mm-hmm. years ago. Yeah, at least 16 years mm-hmm. ago. And Natalie would sit in her dad's lap and, you know, all this. And, you know, they'd... So, anyway, so Natalie now has three children.
Oh, God.
Is a professional pilot, married to a Air Force pilot, fighter pilot.
Wow.
And Luke has got married and has one kid. And... could be another one coming. Who knows? It's a prolific family.
Yeah.
And works at this company for a golf attire.
Oh.
Out of Texas.
Wow.
They both their kids are living in Texas. So I'm surprised that they are still here because they've got a close relationship. Anyway. Yeah. So that's how long it's been. So yeah, we shoot squeaks and they're Belgian ground squirrels and that destroy the fields. And the alfalfa crops of ranch or farmers up there. Each one of those squirrels can eat 4 ounces of alfalfa a day.
Oh, God.
Which, you know, that's a lot of alfalfa when you get several hundred thousand of them in your field. But about, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago, the state of California, they came up with a poison mm-hmm. from someplace that works on the squirrels but doesn't kill predators, you know, like the hawks and everything.
Right, right.
Or seagulls, or crows, or bald eagles, or gold eagles that come down to the fields. So the number of squeaks each year has gone down. And we got up there and started shooting Friday, and it was just nothing. I mean, mm-hmm. I shot it too, and it was the field we'd been on before.
Yeah.
So I said, you know, next day, if it's like this, because the wind's blowing and you get some drops of rain, but not a lot.
Right.
Wind's blowing. And so so Saturday dawned nice and early. I was fighting for a 10 o'clock start. I got outvoted. So we went out at 8:30.
Oh, God.
Crossed the line of departure at 8:30. They tried at 8:29, but I blocked them until it was 8:30. But we actually found the field there were squeaks in that. They weren't using it for alfalfa, so it was, you know, it had grass and I use it for cows, for, you know, grazing cattle, cause there's a big cattle industry up there. So we shot all day until, right as we were starting to, end the rain start. Well, that helped.
Yeah,
helped
yeah,
a lot.
Yeah.
The rain started coming and we looked up and saw the clouds and it was coming. So we just, you know, grabbed all of our stuff and left the field. Came back. So the girl shop over in Alturas, the huge town of Alturas. But Cedarville has got a a number of little shops down there. They're really kind of cool. And the girls were in there. And, of course, we stay at the Surprise Springs Spa.
Okay.
And each room has a hot tub, but and it's outside,
mm-hmm.
and it's a cement one, you know, with steps.
Yeah, yeah.
And seats. And all the hot water comes out of the natural hot springs.
Right.
It is so hot, though.
Really?
You've got to add – oh, no, you've got to have the cold water coming out, then you slowly add the hot water from the springs. And if you're off just a little bit, you step, put your toes in there that evening, and boy, you're dancing around.
I bet so.
So it was a little bit hot. Linda's pouring ice into it and cold water so we could get in. But, yeah, no, the hot springs are just wonderful. Mm-hmm. And you're sitting out there. And if we're in a different room, they're all themed rooms. We're a different one, it seems like, every year. I don't know why. But you get the stars, so it's because it's so dark.
Right.
And see the stars, it's magnificent. And sometimes you can see the Warner Mountains if you're in the right spot. But it's not too expensive for mm-hmm. the place, but it's not inexpensive. It's like 100, I don't know, 140.
Yeah.
150. I mean, but the rooms are nice, got kitchens. They've all got kitchens and, in that hot tub. And the other thing is the hot water in the shower comes out of the hot springs.
Oh gosh!
So you
you have to plan ahead.
You got
to
get that one. You got to get that one adjusted too. But there's hot springs around. Plus there's arrowhead fields.
Oh,
obsidian and other kind up behind the spa, where you kind of walk on out. You can see where the steam's rising out of open pools.
Yeah.
And they say probably, I don't know, semi-regular basis, once a year, once every other year, somebody will fall into one of these things.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's it for them. The other thing we learned is, have you ever heard of Burning Man?
Oh, yeah. Very familiar with that.
Well, it appears that, and this is the first year we heard it, that the burners, and that's what they call them, the burners, come back through Cedarville on their way back. And I can kind of understand that, because if you take the road that leaves the state of California right out of Cedarville, it takes you right into Nevada, but mm-hmm. it's a dirt road.
Yeah.
It's maintained, but it's still a dirt road. It's 100 miles from Cedarville to the next services, 100 miles, so across that road. But they go, kind of come through it, they go around, you know, they make another turn, but they all come back through Cedarville. And when they're coming back, the whole street is lined with vendors.
Yeah.
And they're all stopping. They're buying clothes. They're buying anything to drink or eat.
Yeah.
They're buying,
that doesn't surprise me at all.
All types of stuff.
I'm sure they clean up, too.
They do. They do. And I've seen, they ought to have portable showers there.
That
but they say there's portable showers there at Burning Man. I've never been there. But anyway, they call them burners, and they line up for like a week there, the vendors do, and do very well.
Yeah.
So we learned something new.
Yeah.
All these years we've been going there, nobody once mentioned it.
Really? Wow.
Until this time.
Yeah, Burning Man's a big deal.
Yeah. So, it's what, thousands of people.
Yeah. I've never been, but I've known people who have been, and I've done research on it. Yeah, it's a big deal.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it used to be really small, and it's gotten so huge, you've got to get reservations.
Yeah, to go to the playa.
Yeah, to go out there and build things and then get destroyed and live out there. And that one year it rained so badly, and they couldn't get people out because of the mud.
You know. There were a lot of protests during the 2020, 2021, all that nonsense.
Because of COVID,
because of BLM, because of wokeness, because of whatever. Protesters uh-huh. were blocking the road, and man, there were some serious fights that I saw, online because of that.
Blocking the road.
It was one, some of these protesters, they just blocked the road. Yeah. Went
to Burning Man. I mean, already you're a little bit off when you go to Burning Man.
Yeah.
So I mean, that would just, I
mean,
they're out there, they've got. And BLM, and you can't blame them, are really coming down on the Burning Man, which started by some guy.
Yeah.
Well, I forget how many decades ago.
It's a long time ago.
Well, I understand that he sold the project to somebody, or he died, one of the two. And the woman that's making a very hefty salary.
Yeah, doesn't surprise me at all.
And, you know, to put all this together. And then BLM is pushing on. They've got to have so much of this, so much of that. They can't, you know. I'm surprised they haven't said that you've got to put at 29 palms on the Marine base in our vehicles. Every time we stop, we're in the desert, you have to throw a tarp under there, under the engine of your car, so no oil drips.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, they're real serious about that. But I'm surprised they don't do that at Burning Man. You get out there in the middle and you get all these thousands of people, it's got to rearrange the landscape somehow.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Okay. All right. So anyway, we had a good time, and I learned about the burners. And the cattle industry and the wolves. Oh, they have a lot to say about wolves up there. They are around. They're in front of their houses. They're just, you know. Anyway. Okay, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back. And welcome to Monday. Thanks for joining us here at Free Fire Radio at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming live at kcnrradio.com.
Ready. It's time for the free all-ages Freddy Rancheria Earth Day Fair. Friday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. outside in front of the Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a day full of local vendors, artisans, fun, food, and activities. Over 50 vendors will be there sharing crafts, wisdom, and fun. So come on down and learn how to tread softly on our earth, all while enjoying the sunshine and outdoors at this free all-ages event. Join the festivities as we make the planet sparkle with fun. The Freddy Rancheria Earth Day Fair. For info, contact Dara Hart at 530-242-4559.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Red Bluff Roundup is on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets on sale now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300 a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Get ready. It's time for the free all-ages Freddy Rancheria Earth Day Fair. Friday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. outside in front of the Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a day full of local vendors, artisans, fun, food, and activities. Over 50 vendors will be there sharing crafts, wisdom, and fun. So come on down and learn how to tread softly on our earth, all while enjoying the sunshine and outdoors at this free all-ages event. Join the festivities as we make the planet sparkle with fun. The Ready Rancheria Earth Day Fair. For info, contact Dara Hart at 530-242-4559.
Shasta County is built by real people. Families working hard, small business owners taking risks, neighbors who care about this community. But in District 1, too many decisions are made without the people living with the consequences. I'm Erin Resner, and I'm running for District 1 Supervisor to fight for the people who make this county work, to protect public safety, strengthen mental health services, and defend taxpayer dollars with accountability. This seat doesn't belong to insiders or politicians. It belongs to the people. It's time to take back our seat.
Paid for by Erin Resner for Supervisor 2026.
Welcome back. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Monday, the 13th of April, and I haven't given the weather, and I'll do that right after Anne Marie brings us the community calendar brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane right here in Reading, and can be reached at 530-224-2345. Good morning, Anne-Marie.
Good Monday morning, everyone. Are we allowed to have this much fun on Monday?
Ooh, I don't know. A lot of them are probably going, oh, got to go to work today, where you and I come in here with, you know, bouncy steps, our hair on fire, you know, those kind of things. So...
Oh, don't mess with the hair.
We don't mess with the hair.
Sorry. Well, today, Monday, April 13th, is National Thomas Jefferson Day, which honors the birthday of our third president, born on April 13th, 1743. So just a wee bit before our time, you know.
A little bit.
Just a little. This Wednesday, April 15th, is Purple Up Day, supporting our many military kids. The month of April is also the month of the military child. Wear purple this Wednesday and throughout the month to show your support for all of our military children across our country. I did my nails purple for this month, so if you see me out and about, I have my purple nails.
Well, it's funny, but Alex did his toenails purple.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for your support, Alex. I'm a military kid. And this Saturday is National Columnist Day, and as a former columnist for nearly two decades, this day is also noteworthy. So that's on
National
Saturday.
National what?
Columnist.
Oh, columnist. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah.
I thought you said colonist, and I thought, colonists, and you've been one for two decades. I'm trying to figure out what you were colonizing, but no, it's columnist. Got it.
Yeah, I had a weekly newspaper column for
almost
20 years.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, as we dive into our community calendar, I just want to remind everyone that this is just a quick sample of events this week, and we cover multiple areas. So there are, of course, other events taking place, but this is just a quick overview. So let's get started. The City of Shasta Lake is looking for volunteers to join the Shasta Lake Citizen Volunteer Patrol. They are in need of volunteers for afternoon and early evening shifts to help patrol local parks between 3 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. You can apply today by going to cityofshastalake.gov/citizenpatrol. Volunteers are needed for Cool April Night. The event will take place this year, April 17th through 26th. If you would like to join the Cool April Nights crew or more details, visit coolaprilnights.com, and that's NITES.com. And I will be mentioning some of the Cool April Nights events coming up this week in just a little bit here. Turtle Bay Exploration Park is hiring. They have multiple positions available. For more information, visit turtlebay.org/jobs. And just a heads up, everyone, tickets are on sale now for Glowing Wild. host an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge in Reading. Open on select dates May 1st through June 28th, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. More information at turtlebay.org. I love this event every year. Well, start your Wednesday morning off with a cup of coffee and get to know members of the Anderson Police Department at Tractor Supply, 1945 Marks Way, from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on April 15th. Free Starbucks coffee will be available during the event Wednesday morning. For additional information, check out the Anderson Police Department on Facebook. There is still time to view the Japanese woodblock print show, now taking place at Shasta College Arts Gallery, 11555 Old Oregon Trail in Reading. Admission to the event is free, and this will run through April 16th, so a few more days to check this out, with a closing reception scheduled from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. on April 16th. The reception will coincide with the Shasta College Cultural Fest that will run 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. in the Redwood Grove area. There will be food, games, and performances at the event. Now, please note, if the weather conditions require, the event will be moved indoors. More details at shastacollege.edu. The NorCal Think Tank Annual Golf Classic will take place on Friday, April 17th, starting at 10 a.m. at Club Tucker Golf Course, 6241 Churn Creek Road in Reading. To register or more information, visit norcalthinktank.org. This weekend, look for the Red Bluff Roundup. This three-day rodeo will start Friday, April 17th, and run through Sunday, the 19th. Located at the Frank Moore Arena in Red Bluff, you can find your tickets, get directions, and a full list of activities at redbluffroundup.com. Okay, get ready for the return of cool April nights with things revving up this weekend with special show and shines and events. Here are just a few you might want to check out. Now, I'm going to go through this quickly because there are a lot, folks. Okay, Friday, April 17th, look for a show and shine at Player's Pizza, 2305 Balls Ferry Road in Anderson, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. There will be a Spring Fest car and bike show at 1504 Market Street in Reading on Friday, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. On Saturday, April 18th, check out some show and shines at Lithia Chevrolet, 200 East Cypress Avenue in Reading, 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Also at Anderson River Park, 2800 Rupert Road, starting at 1:30 p.m. And at Box Drop Mattress Store at 940 Wall Street in Reading at 2 p.m. That one starts. Also on Saturday, there will be a show and shine at Gaia Hotel and Spa, 4125 Riverside Place in Anderson from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. And also at Country Bowl, 2615 Bocelli Lane in Reading from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. There will be a Grease sing-along at the Cascade Theater this Saturday, April 18th, starting at 7 p.m. The event is open to the public and located at 1731 Market Street in Reading. This event will feature a sing-along screening of the movie Grease. For tickets or more information, visit CascadeTheater.org. And on Sunday, April 19th, look for some show and shines at Locust Street Auto Repair, 905 Locust Street in Reading from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Also at Wind River Casino at 2100 Reading Rancheria Road in Reading from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And also at Kemp's Meat and Groceries at 8080 Airport Road in Reading from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And at Mountain Gate RV Park at 14161 Holiday Road in Reading from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. also at Dude's Drive-In at 1644 Hartnell Avenue in Reading from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. And also on Sunday, there will be a Colts 45 Show and Shine at 1000 West Cypress Avenue in Reading from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Now, for additional events, especially going into next week, check out CoolAprilNights.com. And that is just a quick sample of events happening locally this week. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar. Have a great week, everyone. Till next time.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Anne Marie. So many things going on, so little time.
Absolutely.
A Grease sing-along. Wow.
Oh, I love that.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you, guys. Catch you next week.
And our community calendar is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services. And if you're looking for home, auto, commercial liability, surety bonds, they've got it all. And they've got the experts to help you at Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Reading. You can reach them at 530-224-2345. And we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Cool April Nights kicks off this Friday with our downtown event, Spring Fest, including a walkabout blues concert, 4 to 9 p.m. Make sure to go to CoolAprilNights.com for a full schedule of events. Over 50 show and shines this year, 3 concerts, and 10 days of classic car fun. That's Cool April Nights Spring Fest downtown kickoff this Friday for Cool April Nights, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. downtown Reading, right on Market Street. CoolAprilNights.com for a full downloadable schedule of events.
Red Bluff Roundup is on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets on sale now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pig Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Diamond Crown Classic. Created over a century ago, and to this day, it remains one of J.C. Newman's finest examples of what a cigar should be. Dominican binder, creamy Connecticut wrapper, and a selection of five different fillers from the Caribbean to Central America. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning, and I forgot to do the weather. Today, sunny with a high near 66, and tomorrow, high near 67, mostly sunny. Wednesday, 60% chance of rain and wind gust up to 20 miles an hour. Wednesday night, rain. Thursday, sunny. Friday, sunny. Saturday, sunny. Saturday night, slight chance of rain. Sunday, slight chance of rain. It's going to be in the, you know, low 70s, maybe the high 60s. So it's going to be kind of off and on weather here for the next week. So weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Family-owned business out of Anderson that provides outstanding service to their customers. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Other payment plans. Been in the business about 30 years. Started by Chuck and Judy Kenny, and the whole family works there. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. Shasta Gas Propane. And my guest is Nicolette Hahn Niemann, who is running for District 2, in the Congressional District. And good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, I was approached by Brenda Haynes and said that I should talk to you. And we try to get every candidate for every seat comes through here. Supervisor, city council, assembly, senate, congressional districts. And we have had such a tumultuous, fall when we changed all of our districts around.
Yeah, it's a confusing time right now.
Well, tell us a little bit about you.
Okay.
Nicolette.
Well, I live down in Marin County. My husband and I have a ranch, a cattle ranch, and we also have chickens, but our main business is beef and cattle. I moved there when we got married. That was 23 years ago. I have two sons. During the time I've lived in Bolinas, Bolinas is a small town, by the way. It's in the Bay Area, but it's only about 1,200 full-time residents. And I'm very involved in the community there. I've been on the church board there of my local church for the last 19 years. I've been on the school board for the last 5 years. Got very involved in the school board because when COVID happened, our school shut down, like most schools did. And there were a group of us who felt we needed to get the school reopened as soon as possible, and we worked all summer to do that. So we were actually one of the first schools in California to reopen in person. And that's how I got on the school board. That was the beginning of that. So I'm on my second term there. Before moving to California, I was a lawyer. I worked for 10 years as an attorney, first as a prosecuting attorney, and then as a lawyer for small businesses and private practice. I was doing litigation for small businesses. And then I was working for several environmental groups, first one called National Wildlife Federation and then one called Waterkeeper. And after I did, that's actually how I got involved with agriculture. I started working on issues related to agriculture, and I met my husband, Bill Niemann.
Uh-huh.
And Bill is not just the founder of our ranch, but he's also the founder of a company called Niemann Ranch, which is actually a network of, when he left the company, it was 750 farms and ranches. So it's supplied by a lot of family-owned operations and producers.
What do they do? Is it just kind of an association to help each other out? Or?
No, it's actually the Nyman Ranch Company was gathered people up and then helped them to get their animals slaughtered and marketed. And it was a full-service meat company, basically. And
and
it's national. It's based – he started it in California, but it's also – it provides meat to people all over the country. Like, you might see it in New York.
Is this for, like, small ranches or – Or just all ranches that are raising beef?
Yes, it depends on the size doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So, but it was always about, for example, if you're raising the beef, you are not permitted to use hormones. So it was an emphasis on producing meat.
Kind of a natural way.
Yeah, natural. Not certified organic, but natural.
No, I understand.
Emphasis on that. Mm-hmm. And actually our cattle that we raise now, are totally grass-fed. So we're doing completely grass-fed beef now, but we've worked with, all kinds of size of folks, and actually one of the families that my husband has worked with for decades is a family in Eastern Oregon called the Benz family, and actually one of the sons of that family is now in Congress. Cliff Benz.
Okay.
You might know of him.
So you've been involved in school boards and in the ranching industry and all this, even though you're living in Marin County, which is kind of surprising.
There's quite a bit of agriculture.
Well,
there.
You know what? I'm starting to learn that.
Yeah.
You know, I started looking more into it because you think of Sausalito and all those places.
Yeah.
Why'd you throw your hat in the ring?
Well, our ranch is actually in the southern end of the Point Reyes National Seashore. And Point Reyes, you may have heard, there were a lot of ranches in there historically. And in fact, when the seashore was created in 1962, there were even quite a few more.
Yeah.
And the idea, when the park was created, it was done with the cooperation of those ranching families for the most part. Almost everybody was supportive because they wanted to try to protect the character of the community and keep the ranching going.
Sure.
But sometime a couple decades ago, the idea of, you know, what that seashore area should look like has kind of shifted from the park's perspective, and they started not being as welcoming to the ranching family. So,
cut back to grazing allotments. And
well,
like
it just
that.
Everything was made harder to do. So, and the long-term leases weren't available anymore, and everything just got harder and harder, and there were kind of more requirements. And there's been some litigation by some environmental groups. My husband and I had gotten involved in helping out with that sort of thing for a while. But the latest round of it, was filed after a big new management plan was produced in 2021, and there were some new lawsuits filed. And after that happened, it went into a kind of a closed door negotiation process that lasted for over 2 years. And we were not part of, my husband and I, our ranch was not part of that because, we were not parties to the lawsuit. And that resulted in last year, January of last year, there was an announcement made that 12 of the remaining ranches were going to shut down, and those families were going to be moving on.
I've been reading about this in Range Magazine and a couple others.
Yeah, there's been national conversation about it because it's really a troubling situation where you have multi-generational families, 5 and 7 generation families, literally.
Being forced out of there.
Being essentially forced out, you know, and people will say it was voluntary, but there was a lot of pressure that went on for many years.
Yeah.
And this was the outcome. And when I started.
So who takes over that property then?
Well, that's an interesting part of the story. So Congressman Jared Huffman was very involved in all of this, and he brought in the Nature Conservancy.
Right.
And so basically the Nature Conservancy has gained control over that area where the agriculture was. And, initially it was kind of suggested that all the agriculture would be gone, and now they're saying, oh, they're going to have to bring in some grazing to manage the lands because it's going to be, you know, such a fire hazard and it's going to be so overgrown. So it's kind of a mess, and my husband and I sued the federal government over this, and we have two very good lawyers, and they've been helping us. And what we're trying to do is prevent the loss of the agricultural land and bring in, you know, I mean, we would love if those families would be able to stay or want to stay, but probably new generation of farmers or ranchers might be brought in. That's our hope. But we're working with the whole community up there to try to come up with a better vision for the food system and the agriculture that's been there, and just try to revitalize, Because it was, that area was the most profitable and most productive dairying area in the state of California not that long ago, just about 50 years ago. So, there's a really strong history there, and we don't want to see that erased, or we don't want to see that food lost to the food system. We don't want to see the loss of agriculture in the community. So that's what we're fighting for. And so because of that, I learned all about what was happening, and what our congressman's role had been in that. And then I started learning about other stuff that, he was doing, and I just realized I didn't think he was doing a good job. And then quite honestly, when I understood what Proposition 50 was going to do and how that was going to add Shasta County, Siskiyou, MODOC, and I know there's a lot of agriculture and it's very rural in a lot of this area, and I just thought this is terrible for all of these areas because Congressman Huffman doesn't have any real interest in rural issues or rural communities. And my background the last 25 years, I've not just been working on our ranch, but I've written 3 books about agriculture. I've given talks all over the country about agriculture. My husband has been working with farmers and ranchers, and I've been with him a lot on those visits and the work that he's done with his company. And so I've spent a lot of time, in rural communities and with farmers and ranchers, and I felt I could do a much better job representing those people and those communities. So that's what got me motivated.
I'm here with Nicolette Hahn Niemann, and she's running for Congress in the 2nd District. She's from that area, but don't think of her as living down in the streets of San Francisco.
Definitely not.
she lives on a ranch, a cattle ranch, and she saw what Huffman had done. Are not done for farmers and ranchers, and she saw the difference in it, and so she decided to say, I can do that. I can do a better job than that. So
exactly.
We got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Roundup is on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest 3-day rodeo in the country. Tickets on sale now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Shasta County is built by real people. Families working hard, small business owners taking risks, neighbors who care about this community. But in District 1, too many decisions are made without the people living with the consequences. I'm Erin Resner, and I'm running for District 1 Supervisor to fight for the people who make this county work, to protect public safety, strengthen mental health services, and defend taxpayer dollars with accountability. This seat doesn't belong to insiders or politicians. It belongs to the people. It's time to take back our seat.
Paid for by Erin Resner for Supervisor 2026.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Thank you so much for listening today and making us the best in the North State when it comes to talk radio. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, been in the business over 30 years, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Then we watch repairmen, stonecutters, jewelry designers. They got it all there, plus a wonderful selection of jewelry at very fair prices, Native American, Old Pond, estate jewelry. They've got it all at Four Winds Jewelry, voted best in the North State 4 years in a row. And there's a reason for that. They are real good at what they do. Nice people. I can't say enough about Rebecca, Henry, and Leonard and working down there at Four Winds Jewelry. Locally owned, locally operated, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And I'm here with Nicolette Hahn Nyman, who is running for Congress here in the 2nd District. It's kind of, I don't know, eight people running, six people running or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, I think it's eight.
Now, here's... You are neither a Democrat or Republican.
That's right. I'm an independent. And the thing that's, I think, unusual about me, I have been involved in elected politics for pretty much my whole life. When I was in high school, I was volunteering on political campaigns. When I was in college, I went 2 semesters and did internships on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. And when I was in my 20s, I was elected to the city council of Kalamazoo, Michigan. I served 2 terms on there. It's a town about the same size as Reading, actually, a pretty big town. And then, like I mentioned before, I've been on our school board locally on my 2nd term there. So I've been involved in elected politics my whole life. But I have never joined a political party because I'm a very independent person. I like to make up my own mind. I like to meet people, hear about issues, learn about issues, and then make up a decision based on the best information I can get.
But when you get to Congress, don't you have to, what do they call it, caucus?
You do, and
I know there's like 3 independents. Am I thinking this right?
There are none in the House of Representatives.
But there's 3 in the Senate.
I think
right.
There are 2, but
or 2.
Yeah,
okay.
I think it's Angus King and Bernie Sanders.
Okay,
that's to the best of my knowledge. That's the situation. But there
I kind of know
none.
Where Bernie is.
There are none in the House of Representatives, so
okay.
This would be a first. But I think it's time. You know, I meet so many people who are members of a party, who are not happy with their party, who are not happy with the partisanship, who are not happy with the division, who just want people to just get the work done, you know? And one of my main reasons for wanting to run is actually the dysfunction that I see happening right now in Congress, because they're not getting things done. You know, you take something like immigration, there were many attempts to pass legislation on that, and they just couldn't do it because there isn't enough bipartisan working relationships. And this has come up over and over again. And it's true on a lot of issues. And what I believe people want is they want people to solve problems and to work together. And, you know, you do have people on both sides of the political spectrum that are very entrenched in their camps and, you know, people in the communities that don't want members of Congress to work together. But I think that's actually a minority opinion. I think most people would much rather have members of Congress actually figuring out how to solve problems. And that's what I'm good at doing. I've always worked that way with all of my work, and my husband as well. He works with every kind of, meat and cattle business. He works with every kind of person of every kind of political stripe. We don't even know the politics most of the times of people we work with. And we're just trying to get the job done.
Why would you want to join an organization that's got a favorability rating lower than coyotes?
Yeah. Well, I have to say, I watched the State of the Union address. A couple months ago. That was mean to coyotes.
It was.
That's right.
How about being something from the Coyote Protection League?
That's right. They're going to get mad at you now. But you know, it's. I keep having the same conversation. My husband said this to me, and the superintendent of schools, who I get along with really well, they both said the same thing to me. They said, we were talking about how dysfunctional Congress is, and like, why would you ever want to go there? And they both said to me the same thing. They said, you know, Nicolette, it's going to keep being that way until people like you step forward.
Until we have people that are willing to talk to each other, willing to sit down, and not become siloized.
Exactly.
You know? And you're absolutely right. And it's funny. Because people have such a low opinion of Congress, yet still they send the same people back every year, and I do not understand that.
No, me neither. All. They're going to keep doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And I am really committed to this idea that I want to understand all the communities in this district. This is a really unusual district because it's now the largest district in California with the redistricting from Proposition 50.
Yeah.
And it's one of the largest in the country now. And what I think it really, this moment demands someone who actually cares about the different parts of the district, all of the different parts, and wants to understand the people and the issues in the different communities. And that's what I'm working on.
Let me ask you the same question I asked Jared Huffman. Two such diverse constituencies, coastal farmers, how do you represent both of them?
Well, I think I'm actually uniquely positioned to do that because I've been part of a ranch for the last 23 years. My work, living on and working on the ranch, I actually did work on the ranch almost full time for about 7 years, and I've met literally hundreds of farmers and ranchers in the work that I've done, advocating for and writing about agriculture, and with my husband on, you know, his work of this meat company that he created, Nyman mm-hmm. Ranch, and then the second meat company we created together, actually called BN Ranch. So I've spent a lot of time on farms and ranches, but at the same time, I live in coastal Marin, so I have a good understanding of that part of the district, and I believe I have a good ability to understand the people in the more rural areas. And I was
I'm not worried about the rancher side because I really think you understand that. You understand wolves and all those things. But the Marin County, frankly, and my fault, I don't know what makes them tick. I mean, what do they want?
I mean, you know what? I think there's commonality, and we spend, mm-hmm. there is so much talk and focus, especially, in the national media and social media on the things that divide us. But I keep hearing very similar things. People want things to work better. You know, there's just so much burdensome, red tape, you know, to kind of use a typical phrase. But just, it's so hard. My husband, Bill, he used to build houses. He built our own house that we live in. In 1971, he built the first house that he built. And he went into the county building with a check and a blueprint for the house. And he came out that afternoon with the building permit.
And he could build his
house. That same day. And now it takes over a year of advanced work.
And the cost and all the added things they have to go on.
It's crazy.
I think
it doesn't make any sense.
I think the vast majority of people in the United States are the same. They want to be able to have a home,
yep.
have a job, go on a vacation, make sure the kids get a great education and all that.
Yeah.
I think that's the vast majority. So you just got to tap into those.
I think so too. So when you ask about people in Marin,
yeah.
I think they're focused on being able to afford to live, being able to afford housing, being able to afford their gas, they're concerned about the schools. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why I'm on the school board. I am very much concerned about that too. And you know, interestingly, I'm seeing a real desire among all parts. I've been in this area, Shasta and Siskiyou, for the last 3 days. There's a lot, everybody just wants to have a good life and to be able to get along with their neighbors and make sure their kids are educated, et cetera.
I'm here with Nicolette Hahn Nyman, and she wants your vote for the second congressional district. we're going to welcome you back other times because we have just barely touched on a lot of this. So yeah. How do people get in touch with you? Do you have fundraisers or what's going on?
I have a website. I think that's a really good place to go to learn more. It's just NicoletteForCongress.com.
Is that F-O-R?
Yes, okay. F-O-R, the word for. And I will be hoping to come. I'll be doing a lot of meetings in Reading today, and I'll be coming back again at least one more time. I have an event already scheduled in May, but hopefully I'll be back probably twice before the June 2nd election. And I, you know, just encourage people to take a look at what I'm saying and, you know, just consider me as someone who could actually represent this entire district, including the Reading area.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for stopping by today. And we'll have you on, and you can be a call-in. Those
okay.
are fine, too.
Great.
All right.
Thank you.
Hey, when we come back, we have Shasta College is joining us. We're going to be talking some AI stuff. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Following the failure to reach a deal at U.S.-Iran peace talks, the U.S. military is imposing a naval blockade on Iranian ports on the Strait of Hormuz. Uncertainty over oil exports has driven crude prices back above $100 per barrel. The U.S. continues targeting suspected drug traffickers at sea.
The U.S. military says it blew up two boats accused of smuggling drugs in the eastern Pacific Ocean and says the strike killed a total of five people, leaving one survivor. The attacks are part of the Trump administration's campaign against alleged traffickers in Latin America. The latest strikes bring the total number of people killed in boat strikes by the U.S. military to at least 168 people. The Trump administration began targeting those it calls narco-terrorists in early September. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump's $10 billion defamation lawsuit against the Wall Street Journal has been dismissed by a federal judge.
The president filed a lawsuit last summer against the newspaper and owner Rupert Murdoch over a story connecting him to Jeffrey Epstein. The article described a sexually suggestive letter that the newspaper said bore Donald Trump's signature. In turning away the lawsuit, U.S. District Judge Darren Gales in Florida wrote that the president had failed to make the argument that the article was published with the intent to be malicious, but gave him a chance to file an amended complaint. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In the face of criticism from President Trump, Pope Leo says he'll continue speaking out for peace. President Trump says there would be no peace if Iran got a nuclear weapon. Used home sales fell last month, dropping to their slowest pace in 9 months. Easing mortgage rates, more properties on the market failed to motivate home shoppers. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow is down 213 points, the Nasdaq 73 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now.
800-583-0141.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141. Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
The European Union's reaction to the election results in Hungary, Prime Minister Viktor Orban, is out.
Leaders from across Europe, including NATO's Secretary General and the European Commission President, have congratulated winner Peter Magyar. However, some, like Italy's Prime Minister, have said kind words of Prime Minister Viktor Orban. French Prime Minister Emmanuel Macron has praised Magyar's commitment to EU values. Magyar has promised to repair Hungary's relations with the EU. Orban, 16-year-old rule often challenged EU governance, notably vetoing actions such as support for Ukraine following Russia's all-out invasion. Many European leaders saw Orbán as a threat to European peace and prosperity. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Amnesty International says a Nigerian military strike targeting jihadi terrorists hit a local marketplace in northeastern Nigeria, killing over 100 civilians, including children, injuring many others. News and analysis from townhall.com. Water woes in one coastal city on the Gulf of America.
Corpus Christi, Texas is on the verge of a water crisis. Years of drought have depleted the community's water reserves, and now the city is scrambling to prevent a shortage. Experts hadn't expected such a bad drought, and things got worse when Corpus Christi increased its water sales to big industrial customers. City Manager Peter Zanoni says it's unlikely the city will run out of water, but without significant rainfall or new sources, residents may have to cut back on water use, and the city's refineries and petrochemical plants would have to operate with less water. I'm Donna Warder.
California Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell suspending his gubernatorial campaign amid a rash of sexual misconduct allegations against him. He denies any wrongdoing in the matter. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. She calls it work release. I don't understand. Today, the 13th of April, 8:05 in the morning news, top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and we're streaming live at kcnrradio.com. Click on that. Take you to our homepage, and you can see all of our sponsors. You can click on them and go straight to their pages. Weather, news from six different organizations. We get, you know, something for everybody in there. Veterans issues, veterans discounts, all those kind of things are on our website. Go on and take a look at it. And Alex is here with me. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning. How's it going?
It's going peachy. We talked about that I was gone for a whole weekend, and so far I hadn't made too many mistakes, right?
No.
I have to be retrained on Mondays.
Speaking of peaches, today is National Peach Cobbler Day.
Oh, you've left that out last time.
Well, we got on talking about other stuff.
Yeah, so. We did. I got carried away. Yep, shooting squeaks this weekend. There waves of them. No, there used to be. No longer. You can poison squirrels. The Belgian ground squirrel, you can poison them in Modoc County and Siskiyou County because they were so damaging to the alfalfa farms up there. But some farms don't, organic reasons, or they just, you know, they've got like feral fields.
Yeah, yeah.
Or fallow fields that we can go out in. So that's what we were doing this weekend. But what else? And gosh, Anne Marie went on, it's like, National
Thomas Jefferson Day.
Oh, yeah. It's Thomas Jefferson's birthday today. And I have the weather here. Let's hope this is it. I have two of them. Let's check and see which one I have. Okay. Today, sunny. It's going to get sunny with a high of 65. And tonight, mostly clear. Tuesday, mostly sunny. But we're going to get some wind gust in the evening. Now, Wednesday, 50% chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a high near 61, and wind gust up as high as 20 miles per hour. Wednesday night, rain. Thursday, sunny with a high near 66. Friday, sunny with a high near 73. Saturday, mostly sunny. And then Sunday, we go back into a chance of rain, partly sunny with a high near 69. So it's kind of iffy weather, but better than this weekend when, I guess, Redding got hammered Friday and Saturday. Is that true?
Yes, that is true. It was rough.
It didn't, you know, up there it rained. When we were coming back yesterday, we hit some hard rain. But up in Altura, Cedarville, up in the Warner Mountains, it wasn't raining. It threatened all the time. The wind was blowing, but very little rain. up there. So, but the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, been in the business close to 30 years. Chuck and Judy Kinney started that business, and now it's three generations of Kinney family are working there. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They have outstanding service. They're just really good people doing really good work for their customers. And you can reach them at 530-365-3793. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. I'm here with Peter Griggs. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Carl.
From Shasta College.
That's right. It's our favorite time of the month.
It is fun. So what have you been doing this the last month?
Oh, the last
month. I see all your press releases, and you've got stuff going on over there. So I know you're still there.
Yeah, I am still there. Yeah, you know, it's always a positive thing when I walk in the morning and the key still works in the door. So,
gosh, isn't that nice?
It is nice. It is nice.
You know, a couple of times the people I worked with were hoping I'd forgotten my key, I'm sure.
That'd be Linda, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, she forgets. She sometimes hopes my key is not doesn't work, too, I guess. But
she
stuck with me now.
We definitely have a lot going on at the college. We're looking forward to, of course, commencement. That's coming up next month.
Wow.
Right.
Can you believe that?
I'm not sure where this year went. But, you know, we're excited. It's always one of the highlights, or the premier highlight for the college. And so we're excited for all of our graduates and the work that they put in.
They come out with new, bright, shiny faces, and they go out and find out what the real world's like.
You know, well, and as you know, and many of your listeners from having so many of our programs on,
yeah,
a lot of them have jobs waiting for them, you know, straight out of the programs. And so we're excited for them to be able to elevate and, you know, change up their lives that way.
They do. They've got, in fact, the hard part is keeping them in the program until you can get them through it because they're being poached by companies.
That is true.
But
that
then your true. Other, you know, those are your trades.
Yes.
But you other people that either take that 2-year degree and move on into mm-hmm. business or what, but or they take that 2-year degree and they move on to a 4-year university.
Absolutely. And thanks for mentioning that. Yeah. Yes, we have a lot of students who do choose to transfer on. You know, obviously we have Simpson University here, great partner, CSU Chico, Sac State, UC Davis. I mean, the list is really, it's endless. We have a number of great programs, like, for instance, our MESA program. If you're involved in STEM, and we've had MESA on before, we've talked with them.
Yeah.
And they've just done some amazing things with our students for the sciences, technology, engineering. We have an engineering program. So, you're right. Really, if you're looking, I know it sounds I'm the marketing guy, so it sounds like a commercial, but
it's true.
Yeah, if you're simply out there and you're thinking, how can I, you know, change my career? How can I upskill where I'm at? Come and look at Shasta College.
Or maybe, how about if you're working? You've got programs out there that you can do online in the evenings, on the weekends, that you can get your degree.
Hybrid.
Or your AA.
Absolutely.
And and then, of course, your Fire Academy, world famous.
Oh, yeah. Fire Academy is
everybody
phenomenal.
Gets a job out of that. And, yeah.
Just about, yeah. Just, and, of course, we have our EMTs over there as well, AOJ. Yeah. No, the list is endless, and it's oftentimes hard. I was just talking with our guest today, Zavi Hendershot, from our Computer Information Systems program.
Yes. And I can't wait.
It's difficult to rotate in all of the different programs that we have out of the college and make it, you know, as equitable as possible. You know, it's been since 24 that we were able to talk with Zavi about CIS. And so I'm excited that he's here to join us today and be able to remind us about that program and some of the exciting things that is happening in that field.
Okay. Zavi.
All right.
Zavi. Wait a minute. What is it?
Zavi.
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 You know what? I put all these little marks all over the name.
It's okay. Most people don't get it right.
Well, I got it. Okay, I'm going to put another E there. Zavi.
Sure.
Is that okay, Zavi?
That's perfect.
Got it.
I'll answer to almost anything. So,
tell us about you.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me on, and thanks, Peter, for a great introduction to the program in general. So, yes, my name is Zavi Hendershot. I am a instructor or faculty member for the CIS program at Shasta College. We have two main sides, the information technology side and then the computer science side, and then we can further divide those out like on the information technology side, into different skills like server infrastructure, networking, computer maintenance, soon some cloud computing, some other things like that. We really are looking at how can we provide the skills to our next generation of students as they come through our program so that we can...
So how did you get into computers, though? I mean, you didn't all of a sudden you were born and then all of a sudden you were into computers. Maybe it was. Computers have been around a while now. How did you first get interested in this? Are you from around here or?
I am somewhat from Reading. I was actually born in South America, in Venezuela.
Okay.
I lived there until I was 11 and, didn't really get introduced into the world of computers until I was nearing high school. Where I got to build my first computer. I bought a used computer from a friend and started to really get involved and enjoy that. I then went on to, I had a job at a video store when I was in high school and helped create that network.
A video store. Wait a minute. We're not talking Blockbuster, are we?
No, okay.
You're just a kid, so this is probably after Blockbuster.
Right? No, Blockbuster's going at the time. Okay. It was a family owned business, Video Superstation here in Redding, California.
Oh, okay.
And, I really enjoyed, helping people, find something at that time. Anyway. The technology piece of that was when I first started there, not all the computers knew what video was checked out. So creating some kind of network where they would all communicate with each other, I found that to be fascinating. And one of my mentors at the time came in and helped create that. And that really, struck that passion for me that I continued to work on throughout the years, sometimes very intentionally, sometimes just passively. I went into the Marine Corps where I had a lot of friends that were...
You were in the Marines?
Yes.
When were you in the Marines?
94 to 99. I was electric optical ordnance tech.
Semper Fi.
Semper
Fi. Really?
Yes.
No tattoos. You and I got out without tattoos. How'd we do that?
Well,
unless you've got them where they don't show.
Well, and that's the thing. Most of them are somewhere. Yeah. it's hard to see a Marine without one.
Right.
And it was one of those things. I was a part of a infantry battalion or grunt battalion, so it's even...
Which one?
First Battalion, 3rd Marines. That's where I spent most of my time.
Okay.
It was
third
great.
Third Marines is where now?
Well...
They were in Pendleton then, 3rd Marines?
So 3rd Marines is technically overseas.
That's right. I thought they were in Okinawa, the 3rd Marines.
Yeah.
But they have debts other places.
Well, you're going to get really jealous here in a minute, because technically they're out of Japan area or Okinawa, but two out of three, two-thirds of it is normally in Hawaii. So I spent a portion of my time in Hawaii, which is pretty hard duty.
Were you over in Kaneohe or were you...
Yeah, Kaneohe Bay.
In Kaneohe Bay.
I love that place.
I lived in Kailua.
Oh, okay.
You know where that's at.
I absolutely.
Yeah. Then when I was there for my hardship tour.
Okay.
So, anyway, okay.
So
you were in the Marines.
In the Marines. That's where I attribute a lot of my troubleshooting technique and other things that made me very capable in my field from that. It was also my basic electronics came from that. I did a lot of small missile systems, laser rangefinders, designator modules, and other things like that from a troubleshooting perspective. Right. And then the last part, again, tying back to the technology piece, is I was assigned to an armory, which is not necessarily the easiest to get in and out of.
Mm-hmm.
So when our comms guys needed to work on the computers, it was sometimes easier to just make a phone call and say, hey, can you look at this real quick for me? And I developed a great relationship with them. And I think that that's probably a key to success for almost anybody, is that most things in life is about relationship, and you never know what kind of avenues and opportunities those are going to open up. So that opened up an opportunity for me to really get involved with computers, technology, and the back-end server infrastructure.
Okay.
So
I'm here with Zabe. Zabe?
Zabi.
Zabi. Marine. Hey, Marine, come here. Yeah, Zabi Hendershot, who is Shasta College, the CIS/Cisco instructor. Ben just found out he's a Marine. So we'll be right back. I got you, moonlight.
It's time for the free all-ages Freddy Rancheria Earth Day Fair. Friday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. outside in front of the Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a day full of local vendors, artisans, fun food, and activities. Over 50 vendors will be there sharing crafts, wisdom, and fun. So come on down and learn how to tread softly on our earth, all while enjoying the sunshine and outdoors at this free all-ages event. Join the festivities as we make the planet sparkle with fun. The Reading Rancheria Earth Day Fair. For info, contact Dara Hart at 530-242-4559.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Red Bluff Roundup is on. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets on sale now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Foodmax and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends at Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisader location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Shasta County is built by real people. Families working hard, small business owners taking risks, neighbors who care about this community. But in District 1, too many decisions are made without the people living with the consequences. I'm Erin Resner, and I'm running for District 1 Supervisor to fight for the people who make this county work. To protect public safety, strengthen mental health services, and defend taxpayer dollars with accountability. This seat doesn't belong to insiders or politicians. It belongs to the people. It's time to take back our seat.
Paid for by Erin Resner for Supervisor 2026.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst, the Windshield Whisperer. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. Been in the business close to 30 years. Takes your vehicle into a climate-controlled area and fixes it, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length. Takes it in there where you can control the atmosphere and puts this special repair gel on there. And then when it dries, he guarantees it for the life of the windshield. Now, it doesn't get any better than that. He's fixed our windshields for years. Jeff Wurst, if you're not sure, how about bringing your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street? Or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373. You won't be sorry. Locally owned, locally operated, and it's a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, Jeff Wurst. Get, you know, avoid the worst. No, avoid...
For the best, call Wurst.
For the best, call Wurst. There you go, 530-241-8373. Hey, I'm here with Shasta College, Peter Griggs, and Zabi.
By the end of the session, we'll have it.
It's okay.
Hendershot, who heads up the computer information services, and tell us about the computer information classes or courses that you have.
Okay. So we have many programs on the computer science side of things. That's where we're going to concentrate on programming courses. So that's on developing software, developing. It's programming anything that you can think of, from a robot to the software that runs your computer.
Wow.
So that's on the computer science side of things. We're looking at, we have a 2-year degree, a 2-year transfer degree. So that's AST is really great at helping students be 100% prepared to come in as a junior to a 4-year institution to continue that 4-year degree in computer science. You can get jobs nowadays. It used to be that you could only get a job in the programming side with a 4-year degree. However, with things moving so fast and the workforce needing so many programmers, we found that if you have the skills, you can get a job with a 2-year degree now on the computer science side of things. And then on the
That's programming.
That's programming.
Is that coding?
Yeah, coding. Coding, programming, a lot of different terms used.
I took a coding class one time and built a website. And as soon as it was kind of like how you cram for an exam.
Sure.
And then as soon as you go to the bathroom, you forget everything.
Yeah, it goes away.
Just like it.
Yeah, you flush it with everything
else. Yeah, you just, you know, smoke a cigarette, you know, whatever, and it's gone. But now with coding, do you teach also if there's assistance out there when you're coding?
So I want to say this, like coding and especially, let me speak specifically to Intro to Computer Science. So Intro to Computer Science is a course that has been available almost, it feels like, for all time. It doesn't require you to be a computer programmer to take that course. It's a great way of developing logic skills.
Okay.
So more than anything, we're teaching the foundations for our coding classes, but we're teaching students how to think logically. And I think that that's a really great skill. It doesn't matter what you get into. If you're going to be a mechanic or a surgeon, thinking through a problem logically is incredibly important. And we definitely teach that within that course.
Imagine if people actually use logic when they're thinking it before they make decisions.
Yeah, critical thinking, right?
So we should make this course a prerequisite.
Yeah,
to anybody running for politics for office,
or again, any skill in life.
That's right.
Right. Have a conversation with your wife. It's probably great to have critical thinking and some logic skills to go with.
I imagine Eric Swalwell is thinking that right now.
All right, so that's the program.
Look, I had to get it in because I have not mentioned it today, and it's been tearing me up.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Anyway,
yeah.
In case you haven't heard, Eric Swalwell has dropped out of the governor's race.
Yeah.
Because he was not using logical, clear thinking in his past life.
I would love to believe that all our political figures today use logic in their processes, or at least critical thinking, right? So
we would all like to think that.
Yeah, yep. Shasta College prides itself on that's one of the biggest things that we really want you to get out of your education, and that is have critical thinking skills. So that's more the computer science side. On the information technology side, we deal with things like networking, server infrastructure, and soon we're working on some cloud computing things as well. And one of the things that I'm really happy about is in a world where so many people are worried about AI taking over a job, I am very lucky to work in a field that not only is going to strengthen the future, you know, AIs that are created, but also are going to support them. So I was watching the World Economic Summit in Davos, and a lot of the big companies that deal with AI, like NVIDIA, they create all the chips that run all of these AIs. They were asking some questions of what does the future workforce look like as AI takes over so many different areas.
Yeah.
I have friends of mine who talk about AI bots, and I'm like, I work for two bots for my boss.
Can you imagine how popular I was in Thailand because the currency there is called baht? Oh, you, Captain Baht.
We call him money for short.
Don't get carried away here. Okay.
Yeah. So think about that for a minute.
Well, okay. I'm going to take a little bit of an early break because I really want to get into the AI because we've had several shows around AI.
Okay.
And, And I just saw where one company laid off, what was it, 40% of their workforce?
Sure. Yeah.
Because of AI being able to do their jobs.
Well,
is that something people, and this is what we'll talk about when we get back, because it sounds like this is what we're getting into.
So during the break, think about this. Do you want the job that can be automated with AI? I don't think I want that job personally.
Right.
If something can be programmed to do my job.
Do I want that job?
Do I really want that job?
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. The best barbershop in town. Been going there since 2007. Never gone back to another barbershop. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. And I'm looking at my guest here, and he's kind of got that Marine haircut still. Look at it. He does. But it's, they were founded in 1960, been in the same location since 1967, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot, if you remember from the old Lucky Miller's or Subway. It's a great place to get a haircut. You can make appointments, which I really like, so it works on my schedule. I can call them at 530-244-9478 or go to Booksy and set up your appointment. They send you an email confirming it and then an email that day saying that, hey, you got a haircut today. It's a great place. Good guys down there, Tim and Logan, and it's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back with Shasta College.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Red Bluff Roundup is on. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets on sale now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends at Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio streaming live at KCNRradio.com. It's going to be off and on weather this week. Sunny, rainy, sunny, rainy. So, weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, 530-365-3793. I'm here with Shasta College and Zabi.
Yeah, Hendershot. Good job.
I have been butchering his name for 30 minutes, so maybe, and no, don't, and give me a chance, I will butcher it again before the half hour's out. And we're talking, computers, computer systems, and the classes over at, Shasta College. And when we left, here's a question you ask yourself, and you should be talking to your kids and your grandkids and whatever. Do I want to train for a job that a computer can take over from me? You know, this, AI.
Yeah.
And probably the answer is no.
I would say probably no. Although I would say that the target's probably constantly moving.
Yeah.
The jobs that were able to be automated away a few years ago compared to what we can automate away today are completely different. And so maybe some people have found themselves in a place where they worked really hard. They even sought education in a particular field, and now they're looking at it and going, oh man, this might be threatened now, right?
Right.
So I would say if you're going to go to college right now, you should be asking yourself, am I going through a program that is going to have some longevity? When it comes down to AI, AIs are really great. It's the greatest learning tool that man has ever created. That's the way I kind of look at it. It's a tool like any other tool. It can be a force multiplier in anybody's business and anybody's workflow. And we really need to look at, you know, everything's moving faster than it ever has before, and AI is only going to make that even faster. So the great thing about the courses and the programs that we have at Shasta College is if you look at AI, what do they need? They do a lot of compute. They do a lot of storing of information, and that compute and storage has to go somewhere. So how does it get transferred? It gets transferred via networking. So we have a one-year program on networking. It mirrors the Cisco's CCNA, which is an entry-level certification accepted all around the world. We provide that at Shasta College through a series of four courses, and that's great. We also have some server infrastructure stuff. And as we look at where things are being stored more and more, that's cloud. So we have partnered with Amazon and Amazon Web Services to – we're working right now on some courses that will fulfill that criteria and that workforce need.
So you can move things into the cloud.
Yeah. And so AI –
so after the show, can you take my phone and show me why part of it goes to the cloud and part of it doesn't?
Sure, 100%.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Like, can you show me how to locate my wife? Because we're both trying to, you know, where you can share your location. Yeah. We've managed to, you know what, I'm getting rabbits in Wyoming before I can find Linda here in Redding. So.
Well, and again, that, you know, technology is great for a lot of things.
It is.
There's some positives and negatives. So the positive is I can find my wife if I'm worried about her. The negative is I get a phone call or text message from my wife as I'm driving to Starbucks saying, do you really need that today, honey?
It's a two-edged sword there.
Yeah,
for sure. Now, people in AI, I mean, we use AI here.
Sure.
It writes radio commercials, voices, right? We use AI voices. We can, I mean, things that you can do with it is, you know, if you need to write a letter of recommendation, I put in this, you know, certain things. A second later, boom, it's back.
I'm going to play an AI song going out of the brain.
Yeah, okay. And yeah, there's even been AI songs that people are like, oh yeah, that's pretty good. And they think it's somebody else because it uses like the voices of three well-known singers. What what field will protect you? I mean, you've got to be part of it, obviously, if you're in the computer side of it.
Sure. Yes, I would say, you know, again, I think you used a great set of words there, double-edged sword. Every technology is a double-edged sword. And I'm going to say every technology. We can go back to calculators. We can go back to the search engine. We can go back to anything. And there was a really great study done in the last year from MIT where they took a group of people and they put them into three different categories. The first category was a group using AI to solve some problems. Then the same problems, second group, they got to use the search engine. And then the third group didn't get to use any of those tools. They just used their own mind to solve all these same problems. And during the process of solving those problems, they had them hooked up so that they could actually watch the brain patterns that were happening. And I don't think I need to tell anybody, and I don't even think the study probably wasn't even needed, because we could tell you what the results were before those came out. And that is, the group utilizing AI were using the least portion of they're using less of their brain than anybody else.
Right.
Followed by the search engine. And the one that were using the most of their brain were the ones that were doing it all on their own. So I don't think it's necessarily what technology or what field is going to future-proof you so that you don't have to worry about your job being automated. I think that the question here is this. Do you have the self-discipline to ensure that you have a future where your future is going to be secure? And that comes from a question you should be asking yourself every single day. It's not whether you should use AI in radio. Absolutely you should. Why not use a tool that's available to you when your competition is using the same tool?
Mm-hmm.
The question you should always ask yourself, am I automating the hard stuff or am I automating the monotonous stuff? The monotonous stuff you don't need to do because guess what? You're not using your brain for that anyway, and that's your superpower as a human being. Am I doing the hard things? Because that's really, when we look at what are we proud of, it's the hard things we accomplished. What makes me marketable is the hard things I can accomplish, right?
Things that are handed to you, you do not value.
How do I grow in life?
Yeah.
By doing hard things.
Yeah.
You were talking about the weather earlier. We just took a bunch of scouts to Scout Expo on Beale Air Force Base this weekend. You know, the weekend where you were saying there was all that rain?
Yeah.
Tons of rain, tons of wind, lightning, all kinds of other things. In fact, the safe guidance scouting says that we probably shouldn't have been out there. But it's, what are they going to remember? They're going to remember the hard stuff. They're going to remember the fact that they were out there in the rain and they persevered. They continued to go on and do certain things. And that's what it comes down to. You are not going to be marketable if all you do is the easy stuff. If the job can be automated away, you don't want the job, first of all. It sounds like a boring job.
Well, then your classes then are teaching in all aspects of it how to do the hard thing.
Yeah.
And so that you will always have a future out there.
Yeah. My job is this. Take hard, difficult concepts and ideas and skills and put them in a way that is easy to digest by anybody. Right. I mean, the great thing about community colleges, we accept 100%. Right. That's our acceptance rate.
Mm-hmm.
We don't pride ourselves on how many people we don't let in through the doors. We pride ourselves on the fact that we let everybody in through the door. At that point, it's on you and on me. If both of us do our job correctly, then you're going to be incredibly marketable. Because guess what? That AI, that all powerful AI runs off server infrastructure. That's how it does all its thinking. It transfers all its data through the networks. We have a program in that, right? And it stores all those things in the cloud, right? So that we can then use it to go ahead and create even better ideas in the future. Society will stop to progress the minute that we say that AI can do anything and everything. The society will go ahead and continue to move at this pace that it is, that's not going to stop. I don't think technology is going to get overrun by AI or anything like that. I think what we're going to do is we're going to use it as the force multiplier it is and create even more advanced technologies because we can automate the boring stuff. It's my favorite Python programming book. The title's called Automate the Boring Stuff. We can automate the boring stuff with AI.
Okay. So when we come back after this break, you've got your students there. What kind of employment and jobs and future when they leave your august classes and okay. from Shasta College. Okay.
Sounds great.
All right, Maureen. See, it's easier than saying
absolutely.
Zabi. Okay, we'll be right back.
Thank you.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
And what are some of the biggest challenges that you have had with sellers when it comes to determining the right price for their home?
Well, that's a good question. We get it a lot, actually. And I can tell you that every owner, including me when I'm selling something, we always want more than it's worth. And I think most people know that. So I think what it is really taking the time to sit down and thoughtfully go through the comparables that are similar to yours that have sold recently and do the very best you can to be realistic. If I was a buyer in today's market and I was viewing three or four homes that are similar, which one would stand out to have the most features and benefits for the price?
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
Red Bluff Roundup is on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets on sale now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Cool April Nights kicks off this Friday with our downtown event, Spring Fest, including a walkabout blues concert, 4 to 9 p.m. Make sure to go to CoolAprilNights.com for a full schedule of events. Over 50 show and shines this year, 3 concerts, and 10 days of classic car fun. That's Cool April Nights Spring Fest downtown kickoff this Friday for Cool April Nights. 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. downtown Reading, right on Market Street. CoolAprilNights.com for a full downloadable schedule of events.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Can't touch this.
Can't touch this.
Can't touch this.
Then why do you touch it in the studio over there? Why in that production room? You're touching those buttons. Can't touch it. Am I still on, or did you? Did you turn my button off? Hey, we're here with Shasta College and Zabi.
Yeah, great, perfect. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Hendershot, who heads up their computer science, all this stuff. And we were talking about, you know, we talked about AI, but then now, I mean, you're offering 2 years here. Some of them are a year course, some, I guess, 2 years. So if they get into the computer science, what can they expect when they graduate?
Okay. So let's start with, I'm going to take our, we have certificates and degrees. So I'm going to take our smallest certificate, and now it's going to be the one that you can get done the quickest, and you could probably get it done in about a semester if you really worked hard at it, and that would be computer maintenance. That really puts you in a great spot to do help desk at pretty much any organization, which is a great entry point. In fact, I still miss my years on help desk because it's where you get the most personal interaction with people. Right?
Help desk, you know, they must get some of the, you know, I've learned the first thing I, you know, when, before I call the help desk, turn the machine off.
Yeah.
Turn the machine back on.
Yeah, have you tried turning it on and off again?
That's the first thing. The first things they say.
Yeah.
And I went, so I've learned that.
Yeah.
Over the few years.
And,
so.
And, okay. Yeah, and the big one there would be.
Do they have like a list of stuff that you say, oh, my computer does this? Do they just start reading down these things? Or
It depends on the organization and how well they document, right? So documentation's important in this field.
Do they still hire Americans for these jobs?
Well, it depends. I think that when you call Verizon, you pretty much expect to get a help desk somewhere else in the world. But if you work at a company where you're lucky enough that your help desk is in-house, then that person quite literally will not only be right here in the United States, but work within your own company, and they can walk right to your computer and help you out with it.
Great.
Which many companies still do that in today's world, especially for that position.
So you start off with help desk.
Yeah, you can start off with help desk, and we have our CS90 course is mirrored to, again, we try to mirror as much of our courses to industry-based certifications that are recognized around the world. That way you can take our CS90 course, work on computer maintenance. We have computers right there in the classroom that if you destroy, they're basically going to be e-wasted pretty soon. They're Shasta College computers that maybe Peter's old computer, when he's done with it, it can go to my classroom where a student can take it apart, put it back together, and if they break it halfway through, that's okay. I'd rather you break it there than if you're doing that in the field somewhere. You learn those skills in my class.
That's computer maintenance.
That's computer maintenance.
Is that a forever job? Is there going to be people always?
Well,
you're going to need people fixing the computer.
You have a computer in front of you right now. There's a couple more in
there. Very old one.
Yeah. Just in this building alone, there's probably a good 10, 12, right?
Yeah.
And I don't think you can walk into a building today that doesn't have one. So I would say at least in the near future, that job's pretty good. Then from there, we can go into like server infrastructure, and that is where you start to learn skills on how to deal with those servers that your computer is connecting to, whether it's running the software for your health management systems in a hospital somewhere or that has all the different tracks that you're playing here on the radio.
Everything in this station runs off computers.
Yeah.
All the shows come in off of satellites, get loaded into computers. All of everything that plays besides the live shows all comes from the computers. All of our billing, all of our invoice, everything is from computers, all on different servers.
Yeah, and here's the magic to that. It's not just the computers that are in your building. Anybody that is using any kind of data whatsoever is being served from somewhere.
Yeah.
If you use Gmail, well, guess what? Those are computers in the cloud that are doing that service, right? So maybe that is cloud computing, but there's still computers on that end. There's servers that are serving up that piece. So our server infrastructure classes work on that piece. Our networking courses, that's another track that you could take, a series of four courses that deal with just networking. And that's how data gets transferred from one location to another. And that means within your own company, as in just in this building itself, or around the world.
Is that a good job?
It's a great job.
I kind of thought when you're working on the networks that this is, you know,
My first job. Yeah, my first job as I got out of the Marine Corps was I supported a company that had – it was a heavy equipment dealership. We had locations throughout all of California, and I got to enjoy working on that network and going through – you know, supporting systems that were locally and in other areas.
Uh-huh.
So that's all great. When you look at all these programs, I am really lucky because just a few years ago, we decided as voters to pass a measure called Measure H.
Remember that?
Yeah, it was awesome. I've now worked at the college for a little bit over 10 years. My first year working there, my greatest success I had was every one of the chairs in my classroom were like just asking for an accident. Students were falling out, et cetera. And I got new chairs, and everybody around me looked at me like, how did you get all those new chairs? You just got here. And I said, well, I lined them all up, and I said, look, this is a safety issue. This is what, you know, how my students are going to get hurt. And because it's a safety issue, I got new chairs. And then they were like, well, there you go. You accomplished it. I'd love to see what might happen in the next couple of years for you. And what's really funny about it is within that time frame, Measure H was approved. And it allowed for us to build a purpose building just for computer science. So it's the CIS building. We also house business out of it. COVID changed a lot of things for us, where a lot of things went online that weren't normally online. But that building is purpose built for students. Every single decision that was made for that building was for students. You'll look at it and you can see a faculty office that looks like a fishbowl, all glass. Why? Because the students can actually see us in it, and it takes the least amount of the footprint possible, so we could put all that footprint in the classroom. It makes it so that when you're in the classroom, you're not being crowded by the person next to you. Or it allows us to have like a small data center that has all our networking equipment and things like that inside. So I can actually teach a student how to use networking equipment in a manner that you would actually do that in the real world. Before that, all our gear was just jammed in a corner.
Sure.
And so everything about that place is built specifically.
So that when you walk into it, if you walk into your new job, it's not going to be a total surprise.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about that. Employability and then salary ranges.
The salary ranges, I mean, even a help desk position, I have some friends that are in help desk that raise a family off of that job, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that that's, you know, I would think that that would be the expectation for most people, but that's harder and harder to see in today's world, right? So you can raise a family off a job like help desk, and then you can do incredibly well off a job like, you know, senior systems engineer or a network administrator or other things like that. There's jobs locally in our everywhere from our city, state jobs.
Yeah, I see. They're always looking for networking people.
Yeah. And those jobs can easily get into the $100,000 range. Mm-hmm. You're not going to land your first job, let's say, at $100,000.
No.
I don't want to make an empty promise like that. But what I will say is the only limiting factor in this particular field is you. And what do I mean by that? I mean that the only thing that will – you should be a lifetime learner in every field. I don't care what field you're in. But as long as you're willing to continue to learn, what you will find is as your skills gain and increase, right, your employer gives you more and more responsibility. And so there are students that graduated out of my program just a few years back, and they're running, for example, the City of Reading's network manager is one of my prior students.
Okay.
So that's easily a $100,000 plus job here locally in our community, serving things like, you know, they run the networks that run our, you know, police stations and the airport and all of City of Reading. You know, that's
a big job.
It's a big job. And what I think is incredible is it's a job that we need. And do we want to bring in a talent from outside our area to fill that job? Or do we want somebody locally to go through one of our programs, get the skills that they need to go ahead and go and do that job? Now, that person worked really hard to get there, right?
Uh-huh.
And so I don't promise anything that's easy. What I promise is the harder that you work, the better you will do, and you can really have that.
The jobs are there, and, yep. And they're probably exploding out there with all the different things that are happening. And you can transfer your classes to a four-year degree if that's what you want.
Yeah, you get to decide what does my future look like when it comes down to technology. I never found a wall I couldn't get through. In my time, I did, you know, 20 years of like data center engineering stuff before.
You mean you can get through any paywall?
Yeah, any paywall. Yeah, if you have the money, right?
We may have to hire you as a contract employee here and see if we can't get you in some of these grant areas and get you. No. Hey, you know what? This has been very, as usual.
As usual.
Peter,
as usual.
Thank you. You're coming in here because I've just, computers have always been a mystery to me. It's, I was growing up for a long time. But the fact is every time you bring in another discipline from Shasta College, it's always very positive. The instructors are very positive. It provides living wages and a start on life that then you can build based on what you all teach.
We appreciate the time to do this. Oh. Again, it's another opportunity for us to teach.
Yes.
Now, how do people get a hold of your office and or to say, hey, you know what, I'm doing this, but I'd like to learn how to do this. How do they get a hold of you?
Well, it's lucky because you've been doing it throughout this whole course, right? If you come to Shasta College and you say, hey, I'm interested in computer science or information technology, I don't remember his name, but it was butchered 20 times, they will find me pretty easy.
I think it was 10 times, but
well, okay.
And, wait a minute, give me one more chance. Sabi.
Oh, see? Perfect. We can't teach
Hendershot
something.
With Shasta College CIS department.
Yep. Jeff Hendrickson works in the department with me as well. The two of us manage most of what you see in that particular area, and you can see either one of us will get you
great
started.
How interesting. It's cool. Really, really happy you came aboard today. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have Turtle Bay, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Red Bluff Roundup. Have a great day out there, my friends, and God bless America.
Brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.